Loki Sahu, if somebody didn't put a cover on top of a pot, right? It means that he didn't do hatmana on a pot. And the Mishnah calls it putting a cover because even that could be hatmana. It would be usher to put a cover on Shabbos if you did hatmana on the pot before Shabbos. In other words, if you did hatmana on a pot, but you happen to forget to cover the pot, you can't put a cover on Shabbos because you're just increasing the hatmana. So lo kisel mi bod yom, if you didn't put it on before Shabbos, lo yichasena mi shetechshach. You can't put it on when it gets dark. Says Rashi, ha-parishna taima b'perek beis. We already explained this in Perek Beis. Mipnei ma amru ein tomlin b'davar she'ein a mosif hevel. Why can't you put on something that's not mosif hevel? In other words, putting on a cover on a pot is not mosif hevel. It doesn't increase the heat. It doesn't make it worse. So why can't you? So Rashi says, because mishech gzeira shema yartiach. What's going to happen? You're going to come see your food, and your food, you want to cover it with a, you want to cover the food with a pot, with a cover, and you're going to see that the food got cooled off a little bit. Putting on a cover is not going to help that. So what are you going to do? You're going to heat up the food, and you're cooking on Shabbos. So to prevent that problem, we don't let you be do hatmana on something that's even not mosif hevel, just retains the heat. But kisahu v'nizgala, let's say you covered it with a cover before Shabbos. Vinizgala, and the cover got knocked off. Mutter lechasoso, you're allowed to recover it with a cover. Why are you allowed to do that? It's not so clear why you're allowed to do that. The Ran says because chances are it's only going to fall off when it was hot, and therefore something answer like that. It's going to fall. Only time the cover is going to come off is when it's already hot, and if it's hot. There's no reason to heat up the food. You're not going to heat it up anyway. So, and you have the cover on, so you can put it back on. Okay. Memale es haketon. You're allowed to fill up an urn. Vinos nein l'tachas hakar o l'tachas hakeses, and put it under a pillow or under a blanket. What? No, says Rashi. Shelo yichamu b'chom hakayitz v'hachama. So it should stay cool. According to Rashi, that's what's going on here. You don't want it to heat up. It's 100 degrees outside. You want it to be cool. It's some kind of material. It's not going to heat up. It's not going to heat up the water. You don't want to heat up the water. Just the opposite. You want the water to stay cool. Says the Mishnah. What?
Like, well, why
What?
does Rashi have to say this? Of course, that's
Because I'm
why.
arguing this. You'll see.
What's the yisur of letting it get cold? Cool. Where's the
One
yisur?
second. There's no iser. There's no iser. One second. Calm down. So the according to Rashi, the Mishnah says you are allowed to put water in a cool place. Okay? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mutter lahatmin es hatzonin, says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. You're allowed to cool off water. You're allowed to put water in a cool place, so it should stay cool. Amar Rav Yosef, my kamashmalan, what are you telling me that for? Tanina, didn't our mission just say that? Mamale adam kiton venosin l'tachas hakar tachas hakeses? Didn't the mission just say that? Amalei Abaya, tuva kamashmalan. No, he's telling us so much. He's telling us so much. Have, I mean, I would have thought, Hani Mili Dover She'ain Darko Lahatman. That's only true. Our Mishnah is only true on things that are normally She'ain Darko Lahatman. It's normally not the normal way to do Hatmana, says Rashi. Kigon Mayim, Tzonanin, cold water. She'ain Darko Lahatman, Tachas Kar, you don't put water on your pillow for it to heat up. She'im is Chamin Bekach. That's not the normal way of heating water up, putting it under your pillow. That's not normal. Hilkach lekel lemitzar. So there's no gzeira. Aval but davar shadarko lahatmin. But if it's something that's normally heated up, I would have thought low. Then you cannot cool it off. Why? A gzeira. Kamash b'lan. There's no such gzeira. That's the chiddush. It's a little bit of a far-fetched chiddush. That's the chiddush. Amr Rav Huna, asir lahat b'des atzonin. Says Rav Huna, in the name of Rab, you're not allowed to heat up cold things. You're not allowed to do hatmana on cold things. You're not allowed to do that. You hear this? You're not allowed to do hatmana on an item that's cold. Iva Tanya, Rebbe hit the lahat b'des atzonin, but you're allowed to. Rebbe himself, it's two versions of Rebbe. You're allowed to. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, when did he say it's usher? Mikame de l'shamim er b'shemol b'Reb Yossi. Before we heard Rabbi Shmuel b'Reb Yossi's vort. Ha, when did he say it's mutter? L'basar de shamim er, l'basar de shamim, after we heard the vort. What vort is that? Ki had the usher of Rebbe. Rebbe was sitting. V'amar, and he said, usher lahat menes atzonin. You're not allowed to do atmana on cold things. Not allowed to. I'm all the fun of Rabbi Shmuel b'Reb Yossi. What are you talking about? Says Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, Abba, my father, whose name is Rabbi Yossi, hit the lahat menes atzonin. He allowed it. He allowed being hatmana on cold things. Amar, so Rabbi said, kfar hora zaken. If your father said it's mutter, who am I to argue? Who am I to argue? Not arguing on Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, it's mutter. Amar of Papa, says of Papa, Bo uru'u kama mechab ben zezeh. Listen to this, how great Rebbe was, that they loved each other. She'ilu Rabbi Yossi kayim. If Rabbi Yossi was alive, hayakof of v'yoshe lufnei Rebbe, he would sit and be machnia himself before Rebbe. In other words, he held Rebbe was greater than him. So he would be subservient to Rebbe. V'yoshe lufnei Rebbe. Harabi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi m'mali makam avosav havi v'kof of v'yoshe lufnei Rebbe. And Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi was the same thing. He was machnia himself in front of Rebbe, and his father had been the same way. And what Rebbe said,
Yitzchok Shefrin is trying to get in.
I have no way of getting him in.
Okay.
I know. I see it popping up.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you.
I don't know why he can't. I don't know why he can't get in. Everyone else got in. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
And the kaf of Yosef Rebbe, in other words, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel's father, and Rabbi Shmuel both held that Rebbe was greater than them. And what did Rebbe say? Oh, your father paskind? Who might argue? Right? The old man paskind, your father paskind. I can't argue on that. They held he was greater, and he held that they were greater. So that's very nice. Amalei Rav Nachman l'daru avdei. Rav Nachman said to Daru, his servant, Atmin litzonin, go do hatmana for me on cold liquids. The ice tili maya, and bring me water, the acham kfela armoy, that a goy heated up. Go bring me water that a goy, not at, Rashi says not at the same time. Go bring me water that a goy heated up. Shama Rav Ami the Ikbid. Rami heard that, he got all upset. Amar Rabbi Yosef, my time Ikbid, why are you getting all upset? Kavase kirabase ovid. He did like his rebbeim. He didn't do anything wrong. He's following his rebbeim. Chada karav, v'chada kishmuel. One like Rav and one like Shmuel. Kiddush Shmuel. How is he passing like Shmuel? Dam Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Mutter lahatmin atzonin. You're allowed to do hatmana on tzonin. You're allowed to do hatmana on cold things. You're allowed to. The karav, Amar Rav, Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Rav. Kol shehu nechal kamos shehu chai. Anything heated up when it's raw, if it could be eaten raw, ein bo mishum bishul enachrim. It's not a problem of bishul akum. So he asked me to heat up the water. I would eat water without being heated up. You could drink water without being heated up. It's not an issue of bishul nach, a bishul akum. So what's your problem? So he answered, "Savor adam chashuv shiny." It's true. Those halachas are true, but an adam chashuv is different. Okay, so. Then why did Rav Nachman do that? So either he didn't hold himself to be an Adam Chashev, right? Either that, he said, not Adam Chashev, or he didn't agree with that line, that Adam Chashev is different. He didn't agree with that. Either one of those two answers, right? We hold that Adam Chashev is not different. No difference. So the Meiri asks the following question. On the Hatmana, no issue. On the Bishul Akum, he asks the following question. What they say? That if it could be eaten raw and you cook it, it's not bishul akum. It's bishul, no question. It was cooked, but it doesn't have the din of bishul akum. Okay, Esther Meiri, there's a halacha that if you eat something raw, if something's edible raw, can you use it for an erev tafshilin? The answer is no. It cannot be used for an erev tafshilin. Why not? Because it has to be cooked. That erev tafshilin, it has to be cooked. What if it's something that could be eaten raw and you cook it? Can you use it for an erev tafshilin? The halacha is yes. So what do you see? That cooking a raw item is considered, cooking an item that you can eat raw is considered cooking. So how come by erev tafshilin we allow that? And by bishul akum, it's not a problem. That's the Meiri's Bam Kasha. And he gives two answers. One answer he gives is bishul akum is an issa derabanan. And erev tafshilin is an issa derabanan. So we'll make them both ways. In other words, I heated up something that I could eat raw. Is it good for erev tafshilin? Yes, it's fine. Why? Because we'll makel. We'll be makel. Let him use that item. What about for a goy? Also makel. It's not considered cooking. So we'll makel in both ways because it's both the rabbanans. That's his first answer. Second answer he gives is the whole reason, you're right, cooking something raw, cooking something you can eat raw, the case of the Meiri was sushi. Can you use sushi for erev tafshilin? The answer is no, it's not cooked. What if I cook it? Then I can use it. But I can eat it raw. The answer is we'll makel. When it comes to bishul akum, what's the reason of bishul akum? The reason of bishul akum is you shouldn't be too friendly with a goy. So the goy is going to cook water for you. That's going to make you so friendly. Who needs him? I could drink it without being cooked. So since the whole reason doesn't apply, the gzera on bishul akum on things that could be eaten raw never took effect. That's the Meiri's second answer. Mati, you look puzzled. No? Good?
I don't like the answer at all. There's a better answer on that. On bishul akum, the whole iser is the making the cooking. You're baking bishul. If you don't cook it, what are you doing?
We both agree that hot water is more geschmack than cold water.
I understand that, but what you're doing is that is the iser. Cooking is what the problem is. On an erev tafshilin, it's the idea is me to have food to eat. If I can eat it raw,
it has to be cooked food.
I understand that. The cooking the food is because otherwise you have nothing.
Right.
You might eat a meal that wasn't cooked food, but if I'm using something that is, it's not the in and of itself is not the cooked food. The in and of itself is the meal.
Right.
The whole thing doesn't make any sense. His answer.
No, so what you're saying is, you have a kasha on the whole halacha that if a guy cooks something that could be eaten raw, it's not considered bishul akum. According to you, it should be bishul akum.
Of course, because you're doing bishul. You're doing that.
But since it could be eaten raw, it's not bishul. It's not a problem with bishul akum. Why not? The answer is because the guy's not really doing anything for you.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with that answer.
Sorry. That's the answer. So once we say that, I see why bishul by erev tafshilin is totally different. Right? Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan, more. Afal pisha amru ein tom than afilu b'davar she'ein amosif havel mishecha shecha. Even though we said once Shabbos starts, you're not allowed to do hatmana on something that is not mosif hevel. It just keeps its status quo. Im ba lahosif mosif. But if you want to add on, that you can do. That you can do. You can't do it fresh. You can't be to hatmana on a davar she'ein mosif hevel, but if you're already doing hatmana and now you want to do more hatmana, that's a fine. Ketaru osef, for example, Rosh Megal Omer, noten es hasadinin, you can take a sheet, umeniach es haglufkarin, and you could replace the glufkarin. What's a glufkarin? So Rashi says it's some kind of sheet, but yesh bo hevel yosir min hasadinin. It keeps more heat than hasadinin. Okay, whatever, for whatever reason. No teles hakluskura, dimos hachama. So in the summer, when it's already hot out, and you're insulating it in this sheet, im yare shema yakdiach tafshila, you don't want the kufu to burn, machmas rov kisui, because it's so insulated, you can replace the insulation, make it less. That you can do. Or, no teles hakluskurin, umaneches tasadinin. You can change it. You can interchange it. It's not increasing the heat. It's keeping its status quo. Might be a little hotter, but it's not increasing the heat. It's mutter. The chen hayer of shiva megal el omer lo asru el osa mecham. That mecham is asr. Aval pina mi mecham la mecham mutter. But if you transfer from one thing to an, from one urn to another urn, it's mutter. Hashta akuri kamer karole. You're cooling it down. By moving it to a different urn, you're cooling it down. Artuche kamir tachle. What, you're afraid you're going to light a fire now because it's too cold? It doesn't make any sense. I'm moving it to a lesser heat. What's the chashash that I'm going to light up a fire? It doesn't make sense. Therefore, it's mutter. Taman v'kisei v'davar hanitel b'shabbos. Whether you do hatmana on something that's not muksa, o taman v'davar she'enu nitel b'shabbos, or I do hatmana on something that is muksa, v'kisei v'davar hanitel b'shabbos, and I cover it with something that's not muksa, harezen notel u'machzer. I can take it off and put it back. In other words, a pot cover. A pot cover is not muksa. So if I put a pot cover on a pot before Shabbos and to insulate it, it's not increasing the heat, but it's not making it go down. If I take the cover off, I can put the cover back on. Very simple. Taman v'kisei b'davar she'en nitel b'Shabbos. If I insulated it and covered it with something that's muksa, oh, shetaman b'davar hanitel b'Shabbos, or I did atman in something that can be moved on Shabbos, like a pot. B'kisei b'davar she'en nitel b'Shabbos, but I covered it with something muksa. Im havi megula miksaso notel u'machzer. If it was a little bit exposed, then I'm allowed to move it. Then I can take it and return it. V'im lav, but if not, ain't a notel u'machzer. I can't do that. What on earth is going on? So for that, we need this very long Rashi. The last Rashi on the page. Rashi says like this. Ho'el v'hakisoi nitel, since the cover is not muksa, most pot covers are not muksa, megala hakdera b'oksa. You're allowed to reveal the pot, because whatever yours is, there's two things going on. There's hatmana and there's covers. The cover is not muksa. The hatmana item is not muksa. It's a pillow. A pillow is not muksa. So if you insulated your pot in a pillow and you covered it with a pot cover, nothing's muksa. Avol taman b'kisei b'davar she'ena nital. But if you did hatmana or the cover is something that's muksa, now what do you do? O afilu taman b'davar she'enitel. Even if the hatmana was with a pillow, but v'kisei b'davar she'ena nital, you did hatmana, you covered the pot with dollar bills, and dollar bills are muksa, what do you do now? Im ein mixas piha megula, if the cover of the opening of the pot is not exposed, lo yitol, you can't move the pot, because the cover is muksa. The ein lo mayar zena, how you gonna move the pot? How you gonna do that? How you gonna move the pot? You can't move the pot. Why? Because the cover is muksa.
We just suggested it yesterday's daf. You could just lean it over to the side and it'll fall off.
Bim Tomar, and if you're going to say, well, do what we did yesterday, Bim Tomar, you want to ask me, Yifnesi Vivoseha, you can move the sides, Ho'el V'davar Hanitalu, the pot's not muksa, so why can't I move the pot, and the dollar bills will fall away, V'yachzena B'tofneha, I can hold from the sides, V'yitna Al Tzeda, V'yipal Hakisoi, and I'll move the pot, and the cover will fall off, says Rashi, you can't do that here. Yeah, by the way, Before he answers the question, as a matter of fact, he did not come on. We're going to learn later on. If you have a barrel and there's a rock on top of the barrel, you come Friday night to open your barrel of wine, and there's a rock there. So how'd that get there? Is the whole barrel muksa now? How am I going to get the rock off the barrel? The answer is move the barrel. The rock will fall, right? Evan shall piachavis mata al tzida v'hino fellas. Pick up the barrel, the rock will fall. And if it's lodged in between other barrels and you can't just knock it down, then magbiha, pick up the barrel, go to an open space, umata al tzida, move it on its side, tihino fellas, it'll fall. Says Rashi, you can't do that here. Ho kimta hasam b'shachach, that only works if you forgot that there's a rock there, or you never knew there was a rock there. Avol b'miniach, but if you put it there on Shabbos on purpose, like the dollar bills to cover the pot, nasis basis ledavar ha'aser. It becomes a basis, and once it becomes a basis, it can't be moved. You hear that? Does that jive what we said yesterday? No?
No.
It doesn't not jive? Why not?
In the case of the Mishnah was that you put the additional items onto it to completely cover. You knew before, there's no way. In the Mishnah yesterday, you knew beforehand what that it was all muksa. Now we're saying it wasn't really.
But in the Mishnah yesterday, were the items muksa?
Yeah, it was
so I don't know how we're going to answer that question. Now, Rashi says, the Gemara says, but if it's a little bit exposed, then it's not a problem. How does that change anything? Right? If it's a little bit exposed, it's not a problem. How does that change anything? So the Rishonim say, the Ran says, and the Meiri says, because somehow, if you have a little bit exposed, it's not a basis. And then you can move the pot, let the dollar bills fall to the floor. It's not a basis. Rabbi Huda says, another thing. This is halacha, has nothing to do with anything. Noros shel pishton. You should just know that pieces of pishton, daka, that are fine, harehi kezevel, they're like zevel, and they're mosif hevel. That's just a side point. Now, one more halacha. Meinichin mecham al gabe mecham. You could put a mecham on top of another mecham. The kedera al gabe kedera. You could put a pot on top of another pot. Many people do that. They want to heat up food. They'll put a pot on top. They could do that. Avolo kedera al gabe mecham. You can't put a kedera on top of a mecham. Umecham al gabe kedera. You can't put a mecham on top of a kedera or kedera on top of a mecham. You can't do that. Why? Why can't you do that? Because it's hatmana. V'taches piha, but you can seal the cover, b'batek, with dough. V'lo b'shul shi'ichamu, not because you want it to be hot, el b'shul shi'ihu mishumarim, but it should be protected. U'kishem she'ein tom nes hachamin, just like you can't, listen to this, just like you can't do hatmana on hot, you can't do atmana on things that are cold. You hear that? That's how we end off. So the truth is, we're finishing this parak in a minute. Hatmana doesn't really, it's not so common, hatmana. It's not so common. When is someone doing hatmana? Not so common at all. You know where it's common? By a baby with a bottle. You take a baby bottle, and you want the bottle to warm up a little bit. You have milk, it's cold, you want it to be warm. So what do? You put it in hot water. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to put it in hot water if it's completely submerged. Tatmana. Take a bottle and you put it into a washing cup, a big washing cup, you fill it with hot water, nothing wrong with doing that, then you put the bottle into the washing cup. If it's completely submerged, it's a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a huge chumrah. He says, even in a cliché, you're not allowed to do it. Chazanish says, I don't know what Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Why? A cliché is for sure mutter. It's not bishul. It's not hatmana. Why is it not hatmana? Because a cliché is already one step below. You're not cooking. The Chazanish is like, I'm reading it in the Masifta here. The Chazanish was like, what's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? But there's another answer. The answer is, don't have to submerge the whole bottle. Leave it sticking out a little bit. If you leave it sticking out a little bit, not hatmana. There's no such thing as half hatmana. There's no such thing, right? Besides that case, warming things up for babies, I don't really know where hatmana comes up today, bismana zeh. It doesn't really apply. Nobody really does that anymore. Yeah, so the people used to do in the old days, they don't do it anymore. They used to put a towel on top of the urn because the urn wasn't so good. So you put a towel over it. So you're allowed to do that? The answer is yes. Why? Because it's not Moshe Hevel. Doesn't make it hotter. It makes it status quo. Before Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that.
Say that.
On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. But before Shabbos, that's hot money. You completely cover the top. Or they make them special. Like they'll say, cover Shabbos on it. Like, it's like a sleeve that fits onto the urn. No, they used to have those. I'm sure they still have them. That's if you put it before Shabbos, that's not a problem because it's not Mosif Hevel. And if before Shabbos, if it's not Mosif Hevel, you're allowed to do it. If it's Mosif Hevel before Shabbos, it's a problem. That we don't even know what those things are. Sand, no, that doesn't come up. So those are really the only issues that come up with Hatmona that I could think of. Bisman Azeh, you know, Shlomo Zalman had a famous tshuva that a crock pot was Hatmona. He held a crock pot was Hatmona. Many argued on him. Many arguments. How could a crock pot be Hatmona? A pot's not Hatmona. If I have a pot and I put it on my fire and I cover it with a lid, that's not Hatmona. So why is a crock pot different? So Shlomo Zalman said because the pot's inside another pot. In other words, I put my pot into the thing with the element and it heats up. That's not a mono problem. But the whole top is exposed. So Shlomo Zalman said, I don't care. It still has mono by me.
So how is that any different? How is that any different than the bottle? How is that any different than the baby bottle?
Because the whole pot is inside the element thing.
Okay, and so you just discussed that you had the baby bottle either immersed partially or the whole way.
But the baby bottle,
a crock pot has a little bit of an issue. That's why people put a liner inside underneath it, like silver.
I know,
right? Only a tinfoil thing or a rock.
Correct.
Right. So first of all, only Rav Shlomo Zalman held that's an issue. Correct. Everyone else argued on him.
Well,
right.
Because if you think about it, it's not Hatmana. It's not Hatmana because the top is open. How could that be Hatmana? Yes, the actual pot is inside an element. That's true. But the top is open. How is that Hatmana? So he said it anyway. He's a big tzaddik. He's a big gadol. He's a big posik. So if you're choshish for that, put a little bit tinfoil. Some people make tinfoil like a crunch up like a ball, put on the bottom.
Rock.
So it's not 100% even. And then it's not Hatmana, right? Or you can even line it. There's things you can do. More than these issues, I'm not sure where this parak is relevant, really, bizman azeh. Not such a shaykh thing, Hatmana. And the Mishnah the Gemara ends off on something completely unrelated. Ein merazkin, you cannot crush up. Lois hasheleg, not snow. Lois habarad, not borrowed hail. You can't do that. Bishvil b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Bishvil sheyizovu meimav, so that it'll become water, cold, nice, good cold water. Avol nosin hu l'tocha kos l'tocha kaira ve'en achoshesh. But you're allowed to go to the freezer and take ice and put it in your cup. It's going to melt. That's not a problem. It's 100% mutter. What can't you do? You can't go outside and take snow and crush it up and put it into your cup. Why can't you want a nice, good, you know, it's freezing outside, it's snowing, but you want a cold drink. You can't do that. Why not? So Rashi doesn't say why not. Rashi just says you can't make it into small pieces. Why not? Others say, the Rabbi Yonasan Milonil says, because it looks like tzchita. And if I squeeze the snow, I'll come to squeeze my grapes. So because of that, they answered squeezing snow and squeezing hail, those kinds of things. Now, can I go into my freezer and take out an ice cube and put into my cup and it'll melt over the course of a few hours? 100%. The Gemara just said that. You can put it into your plate or into your cup and let it just dissolve on its own. That you can do. But you can squeeze it yourself because it looks like squeezing. Hajin alach bameh tomnin. Hajin alach bameh tomnin. Hajin alach bameh tomnin. If you thought this previous parak wasn't halacha l'maisa, this parak's even worse. This parak is b'meh behema yotze u'b'meh eini yotze. What can an animal go out with on Shabbos, and what can an animal not go out with on Shabbos? There's a halacha that your animal is not allowed to do work on Shabbos. Your animal is not allowed to do work on Shabbos. Now, what's considered work? Says Rashi, very important Rashi. Lefisha adam mitzuva al shvisas behemto b'Shabbos. You are commanded that your animal not work on Shabbos. Remember, we learned earlier, there is no issue of your kalim working on Shabbos. That's mutter.
They said a little bit.
So your kalim can work on. That's not a problem, but your animal cannot. Umidi demintera be behema have a tachshit. If it's something that protects the animal, that's okay. It's called a tachshit. V'orcha, it's normal. V'lo have masui, it's not considered a burden. Umidi delo minta rabe, but if it's not protecting the animal in some way, have masui, it's considered a burden. That's going to be the cutoff from the things that an animal can wear on Shabbos and the things he cannot wear on Shabbos. Okay, so here we go. Mebe he miyotze or mebe he miyotze. What can it yes go out with? What can it not go out with? Yotze hagamol, a camel can go out, ba'aspar, with a halter. The naka and a female camel can go out, b'chotam, v'naka b'chotem. And a female camel can go out with a chotam. What's a chotam? The Gemara will explain what it is. V'lubdakin, and a lubdakin, these are certain kind of donkeys, they can go out b'prumbia, with some kind of bit in its mouth. V'silus, and a horse, b'shir, with a collar. V'chol bali hashir, and any animal that wears a collar, yotzim b'shir, can go out with a collar. V'nim shachin b'shir, and you could pull them with a collar, like a leash. And then the Gemara said, the Mishnah says a random halacha. Umezin alehen, and if the collar got tame with a paraduma, so it got touched, a dead body touched that collar, and they have to sprinkle it with the paraduma water. So umezin alehen, you could even do hazah, you could even sprinkle it, and the animal's still wearing it. Bring the animal to the Beis HaMikdash and sprinkle the paraduma on the animal. It'll hit the collar and it'll become pure. Beethoven, and you could dunk the animal, you could dunk the collar, and the animal's wearing it. Bim Coleman, the animal can still be wearing it. Why? So the chiddush is, it's not going to be tight, it's not tight, so it's loose, not going to be a chatzitza. Go right ahead and do that, fine. My naka b'chatam, what does that mean? A naka with a chatam, what does that mean? It's Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, nakasa chivrasi, it's a white female camel, bizamama de parzala, with a nose ring made out of iron. That's considered fine. Good. Vilubdakin viprumbia. What does that mean? Amrav Huna, Chamra Luba. It's a donkey from the town of Luv. Bipagi de Parzala, with an iron bit. Fine. Levi, now a random story. Levi Shadar Zuzi lebechuzai. Levi sent money to Bechuzai. Lemizban le Chamra Luba. That they should buy for him one of these special donkeys. Saru Shadrile Sari. They sent back the money wrapped up with barley. They sent the money back wrapped up with barley. Lamemar, the Nigri de Chamra Sari. You want a good donkey? Feed it barley. Rashi explains this town of Lub, wherever it was 6 months away. It was a 6 month journey to get these guys. Like, I don't want to go 6 months for Levi's camel, for Levi's donkey. Let him feed his regular donkey barley. It'll be just as good. And that's what they sent him back, the barley. You want a good donkey? You don't have to go 6 months traveling each way, a year journey. No. Feed your donkey barley. It'll be just as good. Fine. So the opening Mishnah had a camel and then a female camel. A camel can go out with a halter, and a female camel can go out with the ring in its nose. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, machlifin lifnei Rebbe. Right? He switched them around and he asked the following question. Shall zeh bezeh mahu? Can a male go out with a thing in its nose? And can a female go out with a halter? He switched around the cases. Naka ba'aspar. So a female camel going out with a halter. Lo tibaylach. That's not a shayla. Kivin de lo minta rabeh. It doesn't protect the female donkey. A female camel. I keep saying donkey. Female camel. Masayhu. It's a burden. Ki tibaylach. When my question is, gamal b'chatam, can a male camel wear a nose ring? My, what's the story? Kivin desagi leba aspar. Do you want to tell me that it's good enough with a halter? Masayhu. So adding the ring now becomes a burden. Odilma, nitirusa yisersa lo amrina masayhu. An extra shmira is fine. In other words, it's an extra shmira. So do you cross the line? It's who needs so much shmira? Or do we say that or do we not say that? So Amar Lofanav Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Kach, Amar Abba, my father said, Arba behemos yosos ba'aspar. There are four animals that can go out with a halter. Sos, a horse, pered, a mule, gamal, a camel, chamor, and a donkey. L'mute mai, what does that come to exclude? Lav l'mute, doesn't it come to exclude gamal b'chotam? A camel wearing a nose ring that is extra shmira and it's not necessary? Says the Gemara, lo, that's not what it comes to exclude. Lemuute nakab aspar. It comes to exclude a male donkey wearing a female donkey wearing a halter. That's considered too much. Now, b'masmisa tana, we learned in our brisa, luvdakin v'gamal yotzin ba'aspar, that these two animals are allowed to go out with an aspar. Kitanoi, takshi amachlokas tanoim, ein chaya yotzos b'sogar. A chaya cannot go out with a collar or with a rope. Why not? So we'll explain. Chananya omer yotzes b'sogar. Of course it can. U'b'chad davar hamishtamer. And anything that could protect it. So Mayaskin, what's going on here? If we're talking about a large animal, Milo Sagile Sogar? So what's wrong with a leash? Why not? The Ella Bhaya Kitana, but if it's a small chaya, Milo Sagile Sogar, isn't a leash enough? So what's going on here? What are they arguing about? So Gemara says, El Lav Chatol Ikabanayu. The shaila is a cat. Tanakama Savar, Tanakama holds, Kiva the Sagile, Bimisna, Baalma. A regular rope is good enough, a regular leash is good enough. Masaihu, it's considered a burden. This what you're putting on is considered a burden. The Chananya Savar, no. Call the Tirusa Yaseirsa, Lomrina Masaihu, anything better to make it more of a Shmira is fine. So Chananya holds, more of a shvira is fine. Okay? Amar Rav Huna, Bar Chanina, Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, Halacha ki Chananya. The halacha is like Chananya, right? And the Rashi says in the bottom line, V'tinirusa yiserisa, lav masoyhu, and an extra guarding is not a problem. Now listen to this fascinating story. Levi braid Rav Huna, Bar Chiya, Levi, we'll call him Levi, V'rabba bar Rav Huna, and Rabba, have a ka'azli ba'urcha. They were going on the way. Kadme chamra de Levi lechamra de Rabba bar Rav Huna. Levi's donkey went ahead of Rabba's donkey. Chalash daite de Rabba bar Rav Huna. Rabba got upset. Amar, he said, so he got upset. Why did he get upset? So Rashi says, Shahaya gadol, because he was greater, the kasavor sha'asa midas. And he thought that Levi was showing off, and Levi said, "Now I'm the greater one. I'm going ahead." So Rabba got upset. What does this guy think he is? So look at Tosfos. It says Mashma. It's Mashma from here. Shemachavdim bidrachim. That when it comes to walking on the street, even if you're on a donkey. Or an animal, there's an Indian of having kavod. You can't just be in the front. If three people are walking, harav be'emsa, the rav is in the middle. Gadol mi'yamino, the greater Talmud is on the right. V'katan mi'smolo, and the lesser Talmud is on the left. Same thing with the angels. Shabbat if Avram, when they went to visit Avram, the greatest one was in the middle. Number two is on the right. Number three is on the left. Picture Rabbeinu Tam, Perek Shloshes Ochlu, Masik. Now, so one second. So Masik, the Ein Mechabdin El B'Pesach Haroi L'Mezuzah. So there's only this issue of kavod only applies when you're going into his house, a house with a mezuzah. But out in the street, it doesn't apply. It only applies when you're going into a house. Who goes in first? The gadol. Who's on the right? Number two. Who's on the left? Number three. But when you're out on the street, it doesn't apply. So what's going on here? So v'tirat Rabbeinu Tam, the hasam kishein holchin b'chabura achas. Yeah, if you're not going in a chabura achas, then it doesn't apply. Avol kol echad holech l'tzarech atzmo. I'm driving down the street, and I happen to see the Rosh Hashiva next to me in the car. Would I have to let him go in front of me? No, we're not in the same chabura. Avol kishaholchim b'chabura achas, but if we're going in the same place, we're in one chabura, then mechavdim b'chol makom. Of course this is an issue of kavod. Of course it's an issue of kavod. Just because I'm not going into a house, Says with Zilberstein, he has a whole thing in the back. If you're driving on some car, is driving together with Rosh Hashiva, you're in your car and he's in his car. He has to go first. Why? You're part of the same chabura. If you pull up on the and then he see him, you don't have to do that. You're not in the same chabura. But if you're in the same chabura, you gotta give him covered. That's why Rabbi got upset. We're in the same chabura, and look at this. Levi went ahead of me. This halacha is not brought down halacha lamaisa. According to Tosfos, it's a true thing. The Rambam has a whole different reading. According to the Rambam, there's no issue. There's no covered issue when you're driving around in the street or, you know, in cars. No halacha at all in the caravan. Anyway, he got upset. So Levi said, Amalei Milsei, let me say something to him. Kihechi the Itosif Daite. Let me calm him down. I didn't intend to do that, to show off and to be a slight as covered. No, my donkey went a little bit fast. So let me say something to calm him down. So Amalei, so he said something like this. Chamar she'askav royan kigonzeh. A bad donkey, like this donkey over here, who doesn't follow instructions, who ran ahead. This bad donkey. Lotet with Prumbia b'Shabbos? Can it go out with a Prumbia on Shabbos? Which is not really one of the things in the Mishnah about a donkey. So Amalei, see, he told him back. We hold a Chananya. That what? That an extra guarding is fine. So an extra shmir is not a problem. And that's how we calmed him down. Good? Okay. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow and do it by Tana on Minbeis, Everybody have a great day.
Yeah. I wonder why he was so makbid. I mean, can you imagine Rav Moshe Feinstein being Rav Shlomo Zalman, guy went ahead of me. Okay,
I hear.
You know,
maybe he was makbid because the Talmud should be makbid.
He wasn't makbid
for his own covid, but he was makbid for the halacha.
And there is a thing.
There was once a story when they were doing excavations in Israel. They were doing excavations in Eretz Yisrael. And they wanted to stop the excavations because they said there were dead bodies there. So they went to Rabbi Yoshev. And Rabbi Yoshev said, it's not a problem. I looked into it. It's not a problem. Rabbi Yoshev said, it's not a problem. It's not a problem, right? So Rabbi Yoshev used to give a shear every Shabbos, whatever. And one of the shears, guy gets up and starts yelling at Rabbi Yoshev. I can't believe you said that. He mavazah the mesim and on and on and piling on. So Rabbi Yoshev said to him, you think I care that you insulted me? Couldn't care less. But for Kavod HaTorah, I'm not malchut you.
Mm.
Me? Personally, I couldn't care less. I don't care. You insult me? Well, go right ahead. I don't care. But for Kavod HaTorah, you can't insult me like that in public. That's exactly the same vart. He doesn't care. There's a way to treat people. There's a way to treat people. You want to go against Rabbi Yoshev? First of all, you have to be in his level. Second of all, there's a way to do it. Even if you're not on his level, is a way to do it. Said Rabbi Yoshev, it's a great story. Personally, couldn't care less.
Yeah, from this gemara, it seems like he's disturbed. It seems like he bothers him, but maybe hopefully not.
Say the same thing. He was disturbed because it's covered at Torah. That's why you got to treat people a certain way. All right? Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.